Britain's new entrepreneurs. Young guns go for it. Today's internet-savvy students are starting their own businesses and forging their own path in life.
Poppy Dinsey, 23, fashion blogger. It is 10 a.m. on the first day of London Fashion Week, and Poppy Dinsey has already been photographed four times. "I think it's the coat," she says, as yet another blogging fashionista takes a snap of her canary-yellow Burberry Macintosh. "I am a walking highlighter, essentially." The coat is just one example of Dinsey's uncanny ability to channel the latest sartorial trends with consummate ease. Last year, she turned this talent into a thriving business by launching What I Wore Today, WIWT.com, a blog that does exactly what it says on the tin by uploading photographs of Dinsey's chosen outfit on a regular basis, accompanied by her irreverent commentary. A jumper featuring an appliqué reindeer is deemed, well, Christmassy. Cut me, I bleed port. The website has details of where to buy the clothes, and for each sale directed through WIWT.com, Dinsey gets a percentage. "I started the site as a New Year's resolution," she says, sipping a coffee outside Somerset House in London, as various model types totter past in impractical high heels and voluminous capes. "I was already posting what I wore on Twitter. I had 2,500 followers before I launched the site, and I thought I'd try it for a year to see what happened. It wasn't a ball ache to do. I mean, I'm getting dressed every day anyway." But Dinsey has turned getting dressed into a successful business model. There are now plans to expand the site into a social network where anyone can upload their daily outfits and where there'll be competitions in different parts of the country where users can vote for the most fashionable in Leeds, Manchester or Bristol. Again, any sale made through the website will be monetized through affiliate deals. Vodafone was so impressed by Dinsey that it recruited her to be an official blogger at London Fashion Week. "The site kind of supports itself, but I'm here being paid by Vodafone, and that sponsorship is what keeps me afloat," she says. "The biggest outlay was £4,000 to buy the domain name, because I realised if I was trying to build a global brand, it wasn't going to work without the .com. It is perhaps a curious career for a woman who graduated from UCL in Economics, Business and East European Studies in 2008. But Dinsey insists she never liked the traditional office environment. After graduating, she worked for two web startup companies specialising in property searches. "If I worked hard on something and it didn't get used, I'd be furious. And I got really sick of working with estate agents." Instead, she moved back in with her parents, near Guildford, and set up What I Wore Today. The recession, Dinsey says, has changed young people's attitude towards entrepreneurship. "There's a feeling that there's nothing to lose. A lot of people are broke. I don't have money to go out, but even my friends in full-time employment have less money, so it's not like they're all out doing champagne while I'm stuck at home. That's made it easier." And does she already know what she'll be wearing tomorrow? "Oh yeah, I've got it all written down and planned for the week ahead," she laughs. "I've turned my OCD into a business."